2 days ago, my fiance Kate told me that she was going to add an extra bridesmaid, leaving me to find an extra groomsman. And I thought, I'll throw a Hail Mary. I'll write a letter to Coach K to see if he'll be the man to stand by my side at our wedding July 7th. And in the letter, I said, you know, this will be the most unique recruiting letter you'll ever read. Since I was a little boy, I watched you stand fearlessly on the sideline and when in high-pressure situations. Will you stand by my side? And what would be your greatest moment to date? Please respond by this Friday, May 18th at 8:15 a.m. Will you say yes and be a groomsman at my wedding? Signed, Brian Lord.
Well, it's 8:15.
And it's really happening because, Brian, I know Coach K's voice is at the other end of this phone line right now. Good morning, Coach K.
Yeah, you know, what a surprise that you guys are still on air.
Thanks, Coach. Nice to see you this morning, too.
What an upset. It's good to see that a lady can carry you guys.
It's a burden, but I do it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Coach K, before you respond to the question Brian's about to ask you, first off, we want to say happy anniversary to you and your wife, Mickey. We know it's coming up on your 49-year wedding anniversary.
Woo! Yeah, we got married on graduation day when I graduated from West Point, and somehow she is, I think, being on the road as much as I've been on the road, you know, so we've been married about 23 years.
So, Coach K, you've heard about Brian's request, but we need to make it official. Go ahead and ask Brian.
And, Coach, before you give your response, I just want to let you know that a yes answer includes an invitation to the bachelor party in Vegas. Just saying.
Do I have to go with you guys?
We know you've got the frequent flyer miles to make it happen for the cheap. Coach, what is your response? I'd love to have you stand next to me on my big day.
Well, you know, I already have a commitment that day, and you would not believe how conflicting it is, because your fiance notified me about a month ago saying, "Can you come and disrupt the wedding?"
That's like her.
But as a head coach in the ACC, being a groomsman would be cool, but you know, we would only really accept best men. So
not a good enough offer, Brian.
I have to decline, I'll still consider the bachelor party if I'm still invited for that.
The invite is still up.
Coach K, I'll be honest, I'm surprised you even called to entertain this request, considering I heard Brian stalk you at a recent Smokey Robinson concert and just happened to run into you while you were there.
Well, you know, he didn't just happen. He was actually going up another row, and then he saw me, and he's one of those sneaky, well, you know, you work with him every day.
Yeah,
one of those sneaky guys. I saw him because I was a point guard. I have great peripheral vision. And I said, oh, here comes that idiot from Two Men and a Mom. I don't even remember his damn name. I hope he says his name first. He did exactly what I thought he was going to do, and he pretended to, oh, hey, Coach. And so, does he do that regularly, you know, with you guys?
Well, he's very predictable, that's for sure.
I'm going to level with you, Coach. I'd been planning how I was going to approach you for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I felt like a drone. At the Smokey Robinson performance, which was pretty darn good, by the way. And no, it was good seeing you. And listen, you know, you look happy and excited, and I know July 7th is going to be a terrific day.
It's going to be a great day. We're very excited to get married in Durham. And Coach, you and your wife, Mickey, are so wonderful together. I saw you guys at the Smokey Robinson concert. You want to talk about being a happy couple. I mean, you guys, after almost 50 years, still look like, you know, like the most joyous couple. And I want to know, what advice do you have for me so that my marriage can have sort of the same success as you and Mickey's?
Yeah, all kidding aside, I'll say one word, and that's commitment. You know, it's easy when it's easy. It has to be committed when it's hard. And in other words, the commitment is that no matter what, the two are going to be one. And I think that's the key word. You know, love is good and care and all that. Those are all great. But commitment, I think, is the key word. And you know, we've done that, and it's been a good thing. And we're lucky we have our 3 daughters and our 10 grandchildren right here in Durham. And so we love our family. And Mickey's been the best as far as making sure our family's together. You know what? You're going to have to learn to listen more, okay? And and if you have daughters, you're going to have to learn to listen a lot more. But you know what? It's worth it. You know, it's worth it.
I'm sad that you can't be up there, you know, next to me. You were my first choice, but since you're unavailable, do you have Roy Williams' number?
You know, I do, but Roy and I, we don't like to give it out to people that we... anyway, we don't like to give it out.
That's fair.
Coach, always good talking to you. We appreciate the time today. You're the best.
Thanks so much.
All right, you guys, take care. And Brian, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much, Coach. I'm still expecting a wedding gift.
You know, it's good to anticipate things every day of your life. And waiting will be a good thing for you.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. Bye, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Brian, you might have not gotten the acceptance
from
Coach K, but at least he called you back. That's saying something. And you really had a chance of possibly getting a wedding gift from him, but then you had to throw in the whole Roy Williams thing. Come on.
Yeah. I got to fill the spot with someone.
It's Simon and Mama, Mix 101.5. Coach K, thank you so much for at least taking the time to call us back and accept or decline Brian's offer.
Unbelievable. I mean, what a stand-up guy.
Now taking a look at the LeafCars.com.